Do you see the deals on these brands? Of course you can't. This is a podcast. But when you go to Ross this spring, you'll see brands you know at prices you love. We're talking all the shoes, hues, and ooze at 20 to 60% off department store prices. Go see the savings at Ross.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Welcome to the shit show.
Things are going to get weird.
It's your fave villain, Kale Lowry. And you're listening to Barely Famous, fuckers. Welcome, fuckers, to Barely Famous. We have such a special guest today. I'm so excited for this one. Kristen has been raving and ranting about Kat Stickler for as long as I remember. And so when she told me about her, I was like, I need to go see who this girl is. And you may know her from TikTok. She's one of the most loved stars. Kat Stickler quickly gained international popularity after a series of heartwarming videos that went viral on her TikTok. And I did post this on my Facebook, and people were super excited. But through her candid honesty and humorous perspective, Kat has amassed a loyal following of over 9 million TikTok followers in less than 2 years, which is insane. Her passion for sharing laughter has already reached millions and has only just begun. I love that she is she's born in Miami, she's Brazilian and Venezuelan, which is awesome, and she has a bachelor's degree like I do. She lives in Tampa today. She has a three-year-old, MK, which I think is such a cute nickname, and when she's not creating content, she likes to make people laugh and dine out, travel. She sounds like me, but like a cooler version, but most of all, spend time with friends and family. So we're going to dive right into this. I hope you love this. I'm so excited for Kat Stickler.
Here we go.
I always get so nervous when I have like big interviews because I don't ever want to fuck up. How are you?
I'm good. I was nervous for this interview too, so we're both on the same boat.
What are you nervous for?
I just, sometimes I answer things a little off the cuff and I'm like, wait a minute, I didn't mean that. But it's fine. I'm getting better at it, I hope.
My whole life is off the cuff, so I think we're on the same page there.
Okay, that's how you're supposed to live life. Like, what else? It's boring if you don't.
Literally. No, you're so right. But I want to dive right in, and I have to talk to you about single motherhood first, because I have so much to say. First of all, do you identify with being a single mom?
I do.
Okay. And I only ask this because I get so much shit for identifying as a single mom because my kids' fathers are involved.
Oh, that's such bullshit. I remember my ex told me that once, and I was like, he's like, you're not a single mom. And I'm like, oh, so I'm not a single mom because you see her every other weekend and what we scheduled in the parenting plan. But when I'm home alone with her 85% of the time and I don't have anyone helping me, especially at night, like, I'm not a single mom just because you're included sometimes. I'm like, that's not right. That just invalidates everything we're going through and makes, you know, unfortunately, the guy feel a little bit better about everything. And I'm not saying that all men are like that. I totally do not believe that. But yeah, no, I identify.
I do too. Yeah. I had to ask that. I feel like, I don't know if it's trolls or if it's people who, I don't even know like what goes through their heads, but like, I've never looked at a situation and been like, oh, that person is not a single parent because the other person is involved, because you're very much a single parent when you're home with your child. Right. So he's also a single parent when he has her, obviously not full time and not to the amount of time that you have her, but you get
right.
That.
Or they'll be like, oh, you're dating someone, you're not a single parent.
That's the other thing that I get crap for. And like, that's not my child's parent, and I don't expect them to parent my child the way that I do, right, or the way that the child's father should. So interesting take on that. So how do you balance your motherhood and your career and the stigma that you can't do both? Like, how do you balance that?
You understand that you're not going to be perfect every time. I think that was a big setback for me. I always wanted things to be perfect. Like, even for this interview, not getting like glam hair and makeup ready. I had just had so much to do today this morning with MK. I was like, you know what? It's okay. It's okay. And just giving myself grace, I think, has helped me find the balance, because that's literally all you can do, because some days are better than others. And I know it sounds cliche, but what's really helped me in my mental health is just being kind to myself, because I was literally the worst person to myself. What I would say, what I would think. So that's helped a lot.
I love that about you, because I will also, like, 9 times out of 10, I'm going to pretty much roll out of bed and record or film or do whatever. And so my TikTok videos are very much that way. Like, sometimes I have makeup on, some days I don't, some days I have my hair washed, some days I don't. And I love how real you are with that, because I think so many influencers and reality stars and things like that, they get kind of caught up in, you know, how we look, and we're expected to look a certain way. But I think just holding on to the realness and the candidness is so important.
Yeah, because that just doesn't make you feel good. I mean, I do follow people that just look perfect all the time. I think it's just like, wow, you're great. But I don't want to, like, I think that is who they are, but that's just not who I am all the time. Like, I did a video, and they're like, what's on your face? I'm like, that's a pimple. I just didn't put makeup on. Like, it's okay. I'm okay. So yeah, I think it just makes it more relatable. And you really just want your followers to have a better life because they found your content. And that, to me, is a small part of it.
Well, I think you look great with or without makeup. So if that means anything to you.
Thank you so much. I was waiting for you to say something.
Do you know you're funny, or do you just, you think you're funny because people tell you you're funny? Because you're so funny. And I, that's like the biggest one of the things that I've always aspired to be, is for someone to call me funny. You know what I mean?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I think honestly, like, especially growing up, I felt a little weird. Like, sometimes people wouldn't get my humor, but my mom always made me think I was so funny. Like, my mom thinks I'm the funniest person in the world. So I think she did a good job of building up that self-esteem. Even when I wasn't funny, then I eventually got there.
I feel like you could be a good fit on the show Working Moms. Have you ever seen that?
Oh my God, yes. I saw it.
Like,
it's kind of intense.
I feel like you have that kind of humor that would fit into that show, and I'm obsessed with that show, but it's perfect for that.
Okay, let's put it out in the universe. Hey guys, yes. I'm a working mom too. Yeah, let's do it.
I love that show. I literally have begged them to, I tweeted them one time and I was like, can I make a cameo on this show? And they didn't tweet me back. So it's, I mean, it's fine, but.
All right, that's their loss. You can make a cameo without them knowing. Like, hey.
Hey.
What are you doing here?
Show up on one of their sets. Okay. How old is MK now? You have a daughter.
She's three.
For those of you. Yeah. She's three. Okay. One of the things that a lot of my listeners ask is how influencers, TikTokers, people in the public eye, how do we kind of get our groove back after having a baby? And one of the things I have said to my listeners is that it's taken me like a full 2 years after every child. So would you say? Yeah. Okay. You're thinking like 2 years too, or do you think longer?
God, yeah. I think 2 years, or maybe for me, I think it was, well, I think the divorce threw me off a bit. So maybe it would have been less, but I feel like I finally have my groove back, and she's three now. And we got divorced, I think before she turned one. So it was still that growing process with her and me in this new life. I think the key for me was just fuck what anyone thinks. I don't know. I feel like I was so obsessed with this image, and we were this perfect family, you know, this quintessential, like, everyone's so happy. Look at this cute baby. Look at this cute family. It's so cute. And then it all just, the rug just gets pulled out from under you, and you're like scared you're going to be judged, but you're like, who cares? Like, why am I caring about all these opinions? At the end of the day, I'm the one that's, you know, moving into a new apartment by myself. I'm the one that's watching my daughter by myself. I'm the one that's dealing with divorce lawyers by myself. So at the end of the day, if I'm okay with my decisions, I'm good. And understanding that and really being like supporting my choices helped me, I think, get it back. Because when you doubt yourself, you can see that you exude that. And I hated that. And I felt that for so long. But that's what really helped me.
I also really struggled, especially going through my divorce. Mine was so public, and it's hard because I still relate so many things to my marriage or my divorce or learning how to kind of be single again after my divorce. And I just, so difficult, and I hate it because I know that we don't have to talk about your divorce. I know that there are things in place, but, you know, it's hard because I feel like I'm still talking about my divorce, but I don't want to, but it's also real life, but it's also
Yeah.
I don't want to give him airtime.
I know exactly what you're saying. Like, literally, I feel that so much. I remember I did a video, I think it was a YouTube, and I was telling MK, like, hey, you're going to your dad's this weekend. And she was like, oh, no, I don't want to. But, you know, she'll say no, like, if she's in a bad mood. Like, do you want to get ice cream? She's like, no, I don't want to because I'm upset. But someone commented, like, why would you do that? And I'm like, because this is just part of it. Like, this is an honest, I'm not bringing him back into the pit. I'm just letting other moms know this is the shitty part that's really hard. And just bringing it to the surface helps mm-hmm. you not feel so alone. I think if I do a song on TikTok, I'm literally just singing along to it. And I can literally write, this isn't about anyone. They're like, oh, she's talking about her ex. Which one?
Every
oh my
time.
God. We know. Shots fired. I'm like, wait, what? It was just a trending sound. I didn't know. So I think.
Every time.
It's how we handle it. Because people are going to think whatever the fuck they want to think. So mm-hmm. it's how we like handle it. Like I can do that. And my next video isn't going to be some sad one. Like I'm like, no, she's good. I'm good.
You know? Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I love that. But it's definitely easier said than done. But once you kind of get
so true.
That mindset, it kind of changes the perspective of, on everything really.
Right. Because I think unfortunately they're a part of your story. So like that's part of it. So
yeah. And whether they like it or not, to be honest. Thoughts on getting unwanted parenting advice because of being a younger mom. I feel like I've definitely gotten my fair share of this. Have you? Or do you feel like you kind of have been supported?
I don't think I get parenting advice. I think a lot of my friends don't have kids. So I might get unrealistic advice that's kind of comical. Like my girlfriends right now are at a music festival and they were like, just come and you can bring MK. Like we can get a backpack carrier for her. And I'm like, you guys are so, so sweet and thoughtful for including me. But I think that's illegal. I don't know if it is, but I'm pretty sure it is. So I don't really get parenting advice. Usually just like ludicrous parenting advice. And it's funny. So I've been pretty good with that and my people around me.
Has it been hard since your friends don't really have kids? Has that been hard for you?
I think it's all about a perspective. When I shifted that, it was so easy. Like, then we have pool days and I can bring MK to pool days. And I found a group that they can be around a 2-year-old and it's not like crazy wild. You know what I mean? So
yeah, absolutely.
It was really nice. And I figured it out with like, if I want to go out at night, I can plan for my mom to be here, you know, when she falls asleep. And then I'm, you know, so just kind of organizing it and understanding it's not gonna be perfect all the time. Again, grace, it's the winning word here.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things, but sometimes life gets you bogged down and you might feel overwhelmed or like you're not showing up in the way that you want to. I can attest to this. I had the worst year last year and I just knew that I wasn't showing up the way I wanted to. I could feel it. But working with a therapist can really help you get closer to the best version of you. And when you feel more empowered, you're more prepared to take on everything life throws at you and even the lows. You know what I mean? So if you're thinking about giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is a great option. It's convenient, it's flexible, it's affordable, and it's entirely online. If anyone else listening is like me, I don't like the extra driving time that it takes to get somewhere and then just waiting in an uncomfortable waiting room. BetterHelp takes all of that out of it, and all you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. So definitely date around your therapist and kind of see who feels good because you want to feel your best, right? If you want to live a more empowered life, therapy can help get you there. Visit betterhelp.com/barely to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/barely.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
I'm obsessed with the videos of you doing the impersonations of your mom, because my kids are also Hispanic, and they always do that up to their grandmother, and like they always I don't know if I'm allowed to laugh or not, but they're so funny and cute. And I, when I saw your videos, when you started doing that and they started coming up on my For You page, I was crying.
Oh my God. That's so good. Oh, that makes me feel so good. I'm glad you're related to it. I think humor has always been what's connected my mom and I, like the foundation of our relationship. Cause we always had that like language barrier and those cultural, like she was, you know, we're just raised differently. And so that was always our root of connection with our relationship. So the fact that mm-hmm. I can use it to like have other people connect is so funny. And you said Hispanic grandmother, I'm thinking about doing a Hispanic grandmother one, but they're just so inappropriate, like, and so like old school. I'm like, am I going to get canceled for this? I'm just the messenger. I don't know.
My kids talk about getting the chancleta and I'm like, you can't, I don't think we can post that. Like, I don't think you're
like, can we do that? I don't know.
I don't want to get canceled. I don't want to cancel myself or my kids. But it is so funny. And they say everything in grandma's accent. And I just crack up and I'm like, this is literally Kat Stickler. What was your mom's reaction to like one of the first videos of her impersonation blowing up? Do you remember?
She just cracks up. Like she's the one filming half of them. So she just thinks, like I said, I'm so funny. I don't tell her the jokes before I say them. So it really like, it helps when you do comedy, like when the other person's laughing, it really like, okay, yeah, it's okay. It doesn't discourage you. So I love watching her watch them after I post it. I actually took a video of her watching one I haven't posted yet and I'm going to post it, but it's just so funny. She's just wheezing, laughing on the bed by herself. I'm like, are you my number one fan? I love you.
Aw, that's amazing. I love that. I also read that you have a degree in, you have a Bachelor of Arts, which I also do. Did you think you would be doing social media when you graduated?
Hell no. I literally did arts because I was pre-med and I'm like, I don't want to be doing biochem and organic all my like time in college. I want to like read cool books. I still love reading. So that was my rebellious, like, I'm going to be different and I'm going to take Shakespeare and organic chemistry. So I honestly wanted to read more and I thought that was my way in.
I'm just now getting back into reading. That's also something that kind of got lost in motherhood. You have to re-find time to do things that fill your cup. And I used to only be able to read on planes because that would be my only alone time. Like if I'm going to Nashville at the end of the month and it's like, that'll be the only alone time I have without my kids in the last like couple months. So that'll be the only time that I can read. You know what I mean? So I love that we have that in common.
Yeah, it's funny you said plane time because I was going to California last weekend and I read so much on that plane ride. And instead of just sitting there or watching a movie, which is fine too, I caught up on reading and I forgot how much I loved it. So it's important.
Yeah, I have on my Amazon storefront like all my books that I've ordered and stuff. And I'm like, I have a goal. I need to get through this year reading X amount, put my phone down, turn the TV off and just read so that I can just, I don't know. It's so hard when you get caught up in social media, motherhood, just being a mom, being a friend, being whoever. And I don't know, reading is just a different world.
I'm reading Shoe Dog right now by Phil Knight, the guy who founded Nike and created it. It's like a memoir. It's so good. He's like the best storyteller. I thought it was going to be such a boring book, but I'm so hooked.
I'm going to add that to my list. I definitely will. My listeners love when I post about reading stuff and I didn't realize how many people love to read because I completely fell off, you know, reading for so long.
People still read?
Yeah. I was like, what? I thought people were just listening to audiobooks now. I don't know. So kids and social media, do you ever get backlash for sharing your daughter on social media?
I don't. Because I kind of grew up, or she kind of grew up with it, because when I was going through motherhood, I grew up through motherhood online, literally. So that's kind of how it started. Mm-hmm. I think if the story was different, like if I started on my own now, I don't think I would include her as much. But I don't know, when I do include her, I've been doing it like less and less. And I think when she's older, to the age where like it matters more, I'll definitely have to totally rethink how I do this. And I'll just, you know, cross that bridge when we get there.
Did you happen to see the headlines of Jennifer Garner and Ben Affleck and their kind of rules for their kids? Jennifer said that her kids will have to show scientific proof that social media is good before her kids can have accounts. Did you see that?
No, that's kind of genius, though. My brother tried to do that with my dad. He said that playing video games is good for your health because it elevates your heart rate and it boosts your cardiovascular endurance. And I'm like, A, for imagination and effort. That's great. You're crazy, but it's great. So yeah, I kind of like that.
I feel like it was relatable. I mean, even my oldest son who grew up in the spotlight, he was like, Mom, why don't you, because he's been on, you know, TV and in social media for so long. He said, for my younger kids, he said, Mom, why don't you just let them decide when they get older? And I was like, well, excuse the hell out of me. And so that's kind of where I'm at right now. I'm trying to be very selective on what I post, but it's hard because we love our kids so much. We want to post every moment that they have and every cute thing they say.
Yeah. I mean, you can get like a little Finsta and like only your close friends. That's what I have. So.
Okay.
Only
yeah.
They that's like that's see cool. like the, yeah.
A Finsta. Oh my God. That's so funny. Okay. I read that you like to dine out. So what's your favorite food and what are your favorite places to eat? Cause I'm also a foodie.
I'm Italian is my, I think I'm made out of pasta. I don't know. I'm just obsessed with any Italian place. I want to go to Italy this year. I'm going to go to Italy this year. Mm-hmm. I love Italian. But I honestly feel like any place to eat though, it honestly depends on the vibe. Like, are you asking in Tampa?
I guess just anywhere. Like I live in Delaware, so there's no good restaurants here at all. All the restaurants that I love are out of state. So,
Okay. I guess here, I love Meat Market here. It's kind of bougie, quote unquote, but like, it's like basically older guys trying to get with younger girls, but I'm like in the corner, like with my girlfriends and it's really fun and it's very pretty for pictures.
What's a meat market?
Yeah, it's literally, figuratively, it's, and you know, literally it's a meat market of just men and meat and girls, like all the hostess, maybe I'm really not selling this very good. So it's like a steak place. They have meat and like sushi, they have all this stuff. But it's got a very nice ambiance because it's half in, half out, and with Florida, the humidity, and then it's got the fans for the ones that are out. So it's nice. There's also Bar Taco for like Tuesdays, Taco Tuesdays. So fun. The best margaritas. Ooh, I love that's a little so Vietnamese, cool. Like pho.
Ooh,
I'm just obsessed
pho,
with pho.
Yes. Yes.
I love.
I'm big on pho. And when you said meat market, I had just went to Thailand and they have like a night market. And that's kind of what I pictured, which is like a whole setup on like a strip where it's like just different types of food on slabs. That's what I was picturing. And I was like, oh, you
not.
Like to go to. They had like octopus legs on a stick.
Here. No. I know what you're talking about. Like when I walk through Chinatown in New York, I'm like, yes, no, not like that. Yeah.
Not like that.
It's okay. It's just the name of it. It's just like a nice restaurant for like nice pictures or a nice cocktail with your girls before. I guess for the best food. Okay. My favorite restaurant is Bella Brava. It's in Midtown. It's just an Italian place. They make the best gnocchi. They make the best ravioli with like this pesto cheese. It's just so good because I can eat it and my stomach won't hurt after. And they had this chicken parm and that's my favorite. I don't know why it took me so long to think of that. Also, they have a sangria. So good.
Is that in New York? You said Midtown?
No, this one, Midtown. Oh, sorry. We opened one in Florida in Tampa. It's in Tampa. I don't even know if there's another Bella Brava anywhere.
We don't have any good restaurants here. Like we have an Applebee's and there's a Chili's about an hour away. So we don't, I do love Chili's though. Like I am a sucker for Chili's, but we don't have any good, we just got a Cava. Are you familiar with that?
The coffee?
No, it's like a Mediterranean, like wraps and sandwiches and stuff. It's a chain again. Like we don't have like the good hearty, like mom and pop restaurants, you know? So it's kind of
right.
Just mediocre. But, I love that you have all the restaurants in Tampa.
I got you. I mean,
I'll have to come to Tampa and try all the food. I've never been there. I've only been to Miami and Orlando.
Yes. I love Miami.
You do? Well, you were born there,
that
right?
Food. Yeah, that's why I love it.
I love it because they have like a ton of Cuban food. I've never seen a Cuban place up here in Delaware.
We got a lot of Cuban food here in Tampa too. Come down and I'll show you Meat Market and then I'll show you Bella Brava. We can do Bella Brava for lunch and then Meat Market for dinner. Okay. And then just go crazy after. Who knows what the night will bring.
Yeah, we'll get some sangria and try all the Tampa things. Tampa is on the Gulf side of Florida.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I'm doing well on geography.
I think I'm really bad with geography, so I might be totally wrong, but I was very confident. I'm like, yeah.
Yes.
Obviously. Yes. It's on
Gulf
the Gulf
side.
We have oceans. It's by the Gulf.
Perfect. I read that you want to, that you like to travel, and I'm a wannabe world traveler myself. Where is your favorite place to go?
It's going to be Italy. When I freaking get there, it's going to be Italy. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be like, wow, this is my favorite place. I've never been there. I went to Paris, which I loved. I've been to London, Brazil, Costa Rica.
How was Brazil?
Brazil's phenomenal, but I also have family in Brazil. So I had a little bit of a different experience. Like I wasn't a full on tourist. So that was really nice. Definitely not going to be walking the streets alone by myself because I don't speak fluent Portuguese. And also I can speak Spanish, but Portuguese is a little rough.
It is pretty similar, right?
Yeah. A lot of words are similar, but then a lot are like totally
not similar.
But I do love Brazil. It's cool. People eat differently. They have fun differently. They joke differently. They interact with you differently. It's just nice to be around different cultures, I think, always.
Yeah, I love it. When I was in Thailand, I was like, I could do this forever. Like if I could put my kids, just sell everything and travel with them all over and have them well-cultured and just well-rounded and all, visit all these countries.
But like also have like a travel nanny with you too.
Yes. Like, yes.
Yeah. That'd be great. Yeah. Don't forget the nanny.
I do have a nanny and she is fantastic. So, she does come with us on vacations because having all the children that I have, I'm like, I can't do this by myself. I cannot. So
who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Well, I'm sure you've been asked a ton about your dating life, as most single women do. Can we talk about dating as a single mom?
Yeah, let's dive into it.
What has your experience been like? Are you on like dating apps or anything?
I am not. I do get some DMs like, hey, I saw you on Raya just shooting my shot on Instagram. I'm like, you did not see me on Raya, or it's a fake account, but I feel like Raya like filters it a lot. So I'm not on dating apps. I did a collab with this single parent one called Stir, but, I don't know. I'm honestly a very shy person, naturally. So I'm just shy.
Do you have like requirements for dating someone, or are you just kind of like fly by the seat of your pants? We'll see how it goes.
I think my must have requirements are literally just rooted in my subconscious, because when I meet someone, like I know in the first like 30 seconds if it's something I could want in my future. But then, you know, you have the people, they will meet every single check mark, but something's not there, or something doesn't fit with your lives, and that's okay. I think I've just really been being okay with being alone, and also really working on the relationships I have with my girlfriends. Those are super important.
It's crazy how it's almost scary how much I fell in love with being alone after my divorce. And after I got into a really toxic relationship after my divorce, when that ended, I, even to this day, and I'm in a new relationship, I love being by myself. I absolutely love being home alone. I love, you know, traveling alone. I love going to the store alone. If my kids are with their dads, like, it's almost scary how much I love, like, even just sleeping in my own bed by myself.
Honestly, it's really great. Like, once you start appreciating it, I used to fear being alone so much. Like, I couldn't be alone. Like, I would make sure my house always had food. It was an open door policy. I just never wanted to be alone. I wanted everyone to come here all the time so I could never be alone. And I think that just kind of rooted from I didn't want to think my own thoughts. So I didn't really want to think what I was feeling. And when I just faced it and accepted it and felt it, not really thought about it, just feel, not think, that was a game changer for me. I literally think that changed my life. Like, thinking about things, no, don't think about things. Just feel them, let the feeling go and move on. But don't think, because what you're thinking is all made up. It doesn't do anything for you, especially for like your just well-being, like the stress levels you can bring on yourself, especially as a single mom. Like, it's just through the roof. Like, so just feel it, don't think, move on. Like, be in that natural state of just total love and happiness and peace, and that you're going to be on the right track if you stay there, I think.
One of my cousins was going through a divorce at the same time as me, and she was like, Kale, you can sit here and overthink all you want and, you know, second guess yourself, second guess what you're going through, and in the end, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. So you're essentially living through it twice, like whatever it may be. And so she was like, don't do that. She was like, essentially
don't
what
be
you
an
just
idiot,
said.
Kale.
Yeah. And I was just like, yeah. When she put it that way, I was like, you're right. Like, I'm worrying about all these things, but I can't predict any outcome. I have to feel how I feel and let it go. And then, you know, whatever happens is going to happen. And we cross those bridges when we get there, instead of worrying and having all of these thoughts and then kind of going through them again when it actually happens.
I think a big one though is when you said that, like, I immediately thought of getting a divorce is you think you're going to spend the rest of your life with someone. You think you have a really good judgment of character. You think you are a good judge of character. And then the person you divorce, you know, is not the person you married. It's a different person. So it's also being like trusting yourself again to be a good judge of character, because you're like, what the heck? I thought this was, you know, my knight in shining armor, and it's not. Am I the one who just has trouble? Like, if you like someone, then you're like, wait a minute, I like the other guy. You know, it makes you really doubt yourself. So I think healing that also is super important. Because right when you said that, I was like, I just immediately thought of that.
Yeah, for sure. Do you think that you could ever see yourself getting married again? Or do you feel like maybe a life partner? It depends on the day.
It depends on the day, on the guy, on the situation. I guess the right person, it'll be right.
Yeah. I mean, when people ask me that, I'm like, today, I don't feel like I would get married again. But if you ask me next week when I'm living my best life, yeah, maybe I would get married again. I don't know.
Yeah. Who knows what I'll say when I'm in Thailand? Who knows?
When you're in Italy, I mean, you just never know what you're going to get, right? I feel like life is so complicated and it's never black and white. So I feel like, you know, that's why when people listen to any of my podcasts and I say one thing and then I come and I change my mind later, they're like, but you said, and I'm like, well, I also just changed my mind. That's all.
I can change my mind. I'm not crazy. Like, I change my mind all the time. I get it.
So funny. But so how is the dating pool? Like, how, you said someone reached out to you on Instagram, but no other like funny stories, crazy dating stories or anything?
I mean, just like, I think the guy, let me see if I could find him. No, let me not. He like, he's a baseball player, reached out. There was one, some of them are like obviously all cringy. Like, that's so inappropriate. Yeah. Why do you think that would? I get a lot of younger guys really like really shooting their shot. I'm like, aw, cute.
Would you date a younger guy?
You're like, that young? Like, I'd be like maybe a year or two younger maybe.
Okay, okay. How old are you?
These are like BBs. I'm 28.
Oh, okay. So you're a little younger than me. My boyfriend is significantly younger than me. But he had no kids. Younger? 6 years.
Wait, so how old is he?
He's about to be 25.
Fuck yeah. I mean, I'm actually going to go younger now that you said that. Got it. I'm on it. I'll let you know how it goes.
I was crying.
Maybe that's what I'm doing wrong.
Well, I just don't know. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I also have this like weird thing where I won't date men with kids because I already have my own and I don't want like baby mama drama and like all of that. So he didn't have kids. He was also my neighbor. So he bought the house in front of me when I was building. Yeah. So it just fell into place kind of. But it's so funny because I was talking to Mary from Selling Sunset and her husband is significantly younger than her. And I was like, I feel like in places like Miami or maybe Dallas or California, people don't really think about the age gaps, but like in Dover, Delaware, people, well, yeah, but in Dover, Delaware, people kind of side-eye me, like, what are you doing with him? But it doesn't matter to me.
Because they're jealous, Kale. Like, they wish that was them. Do not be discouraged by the side-eye. You know how many side-eyes I get? Like, when I show up to, like, drop my daughter off at school, I'm like, sorry, I'm still in my pajamas. I'm just keeping it real, okay? She's dressed. I don't have to be, so I'm good.
Right. As long as the kids look good, it doesn't matter what we look like.
Yeah, and I think, honestly, I thought I really knew what I wanted, and I thought I knew what I needed, so just not judging, I think, has really helped me, and just being open and kind to myself and understanding, like, you're not going to be alone forever. Like, don't have this fear that you're going to be alone. Like, my ex-husband announced with his new girlfriend that they got pregnant, and I was like, oh, fuck. And I didn't, like, it wasn't like, I found out on social media, but it wasn't like I was, like, jealous. No, it was just crazy for me to see, like, that was me. Like, that was another lifetime that I thought was going to be my lifetime, you know? So I think it's processing these things and understanding that what you thought or what you think, it's sometimes not the right thing, and that's okay. And like, you're going to mess up, and maybe you want to date an older guy. Maybe you want to date a younger guy. Maybe you want to date one with kids or no kids. Like, just, I think just trying, just try it out. Just explore.
It's all trial and error, right? I feel like it's all trial and error. I also had a meltdown essentially when my ex, I found out that they were having a baby as well. And it was one of those things where I had to have a little meltdown, and it wasn't because I was jealous, but it was just kind of like you said, it was just, I thought that was supposed to be our life together. And so we already had two kids together. I thought we would have, you know, try for a girl at one point. And I had to feel those feelings and then let them go. But to your point, I felt the exact same way. So you're definitely not alone in that.
No, you had to feel them for sure. I remember everyone was like, hey, are you okay? And I'm like, of course I'm okay. Why wouldn't I be okay? And I slowly started to spiral like into insanity because I just wasn't addressing it. I was just like, I'm like, of course I'm fine. Like, because I just thought because I didn't want it that I would be fine. But it's not that. It's understanding like what that meant and what it means now. So I love that you said that. You just got to feel it and work through it.
Today's episode sponsored by Honey, the easy way to save when shopping on your iPhone or computer. Thanks to Honey, manually searching for coupon codes is a thing of the past. Honey is the free shopping tool that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one it finds to your cart. This is a game changer. If you're like me and you're looking for deals all the time, Honey will be perfect for you. Imagine you're shopping on one of your favorite sites, and when you check out, the Honey button appears and all you have to do is click apply coupons. You literally wait a few seconds as Honey searches for coupons it can find for that site. And if Honey finds a working coupon, we'll watch the prices drop. I don't know how anyone would turn this down. I really like getting new clothes for new interviews or if I have an event to go to, and I don't want to spend hundreds of dollars. And so Honey is able to kind of find those good coupons for me and apply them. And obviously I have a slew of children, so that really helps. I have lots of boys and they don't all have the same style. So I was really surprised that it helped me save money for clothes for them as well. Honey doesn't just work on desktops. It works on your iPhone too. Just activate it on Safari on your phone and save on the go. If you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out. And by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and supporting the show. Get PayPal Honey for free at joinhoney.com/kale. That's joinhoney.com/kale.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s. 1975, to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch. It's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie, and fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
How do you explain to a potential partner, to a partner, what your career is? Because I have a really hard time with that. And if I say like entertainment, they look at me like, are you a stripper or?
Yeah, I do videos online.
So like, what do you say? How do you, even not even to a partner, but like maybe you meet someone at like a networking event or, you know, they don't know who you are. Like, what do you say? Are you, you're like, I am an influencer.
I've had so many weird moments with that. Like, you're so right. You come off like a porn star and I kind of love that. So I keep it, you know, mysterious. No, but sometimes it's like, I'll like view my mother's accent. Like sometimes I impersonate my mom and then I do the accent like, I sound a little bit like this. And then they're like, what the fuck did you just do? Like, this girl has like personality, whatever it's called. So honestly, I'm just like, I do comedy online and that's what I do. And they're like, oh, that's so cute. Like, are you like, what do you do? Like for jokes? I'm like, well, you can just watch it. And they like think I'm like a struggling comedian. I'm like, I'm okay. I'm doing fine.
Would you ever do stand up?
Yeah, never say never. I probably would, maybe if it came up. I don't know what I would say. Like, I
always wonder that. Like, the pressure to be funny. Like, if you're funny, I love
by yourself. Like, just,
yeah.
Can someone come help me? I don't know.
Literally, like, is this joke even funny? Like, is this relatable? I'm going to see Matt Rife in June. And I was thinking about that because I was watching one of his YouTube specials and I was like,
is this the guy that's attractive?
Is he attractive? Or I don't know if he's attractive.
He has big lips.
He does have big lips, very high cheekbones, a jawline.
Yeah, he's a pretty boy. Yeah, very pretty boy.
But I was watching one of his stand-ups and I was like, I couldn't imagine this pressure to be so funny. And then, like, that's your job.
It's insane. Like, he's also very good with, like, yeah, I'm with you. What the heck? When he, like, works with the crowd, I think that's so good. But, you know, we only see the super funny stuff. I'm sure there's been so many times where it just did not hit. And that's part of it. Same with, like, what we do, you know? Like, sometimes it just doesn't work. And that's okay. Next, you know? Try
it. I hate when my TikToks flop. It's not a fun time. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. You think it's going to go viral and you're like, wait. Mm-hmm. Why don't you guys see what I see? This is funny. Oh,
I can't.
I totally get that.
Have you thought about doing like voice acting? Because I feel like that would be like, I could totally see you doing like voiceovers for a cartoon movie or like Pixel movie. I could totally see that.
That would be so fun. I don't know why I've never thought of that. Yes. Again, putting it in the universe. We're going to
do
that.
I'm good. Soon. Yes, I'm putting that in the universe for you. I feel like you could be so good at that. That's going to be your next big project outside of traveling to Italy. Like, I'm your fortune teller. I love that. Okay,
so
obviously there's been like a ton of headlines about like the TikTok ban. Well, where do you see yourself going if TikTok gets banned? Like, will you go to Instagram, you think, or will you just call it a day? Or because I think about that all the time. Like, like, will my career just end?
I think I'm like so into positive thinking now. I'm like, it's not going to get banned. But if it were, I would be okay. You know, like, yeah. I would just go on my other platforms. Like, I have YouTube and Facebook and Instagram. And I just got a Twitter. And I'm like, ooh. Like, what do I do with this Twitter? Because when my friends got Twitters, I just never got one. I don't know why. I think I was just really into school. And I really was never into social media.
Okay.
So when it was time, that happened. But, you know, I think it'll be fine. I think it's kind of crazy to conceptualize it because you're literally silencing like over 150 million US users. So it's like, what? You're banning it? You're not regulating it? So we'll see what happens, you know? We'll see.
Yeah, we'll put positive juju out there, but also we'll be fine without it. It'll be fine. We'll just be stand-up comedians. Actually, I'll be your, like, show runner, and you'll be the comedian and doing, like, voiceovers and stuff.
You know what? Maybe you can be planted in the audience, and, like, we'll, like, riff Perfect. Off of each other, and people think you're just random, but we planned yes. it.
Wait, do people
I'm
do
sure
that?
People do that. They I don't do. Know, but they that's have a great to. Idea. They have to.
That's our new idea. Nobody better steal it. I can't. Yeah,
original.
So a topic came up on one of my other podcasts like a couple weeks ago, and I wanted to bring it here because I thought it was so interesting. Have you ever had like family, friends, exes, or anything try to make a come up off of your name?
Yeah.
You don't have to answer that. If you don't
no,
want
I
to.
No, I have. It feels funny. It feels weird, but yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's odd.
I just It'll had like it happen to me.
Wait, tell me what happened.
So someone that I previously dated reached out to my employer, used my name in an employment pitch. And then when my employer went back to them and was like, you know, unfortunately, we don't have any room for you, but if you are still interested, you will have to contact Kale. Said person was like, why would you ever give the power to that person to have control over who you offer things to? Sir, you just used my name in a pitch.
I'm sorry. I just threw up in my mouth. That's so shady.
That's cringe.
So weird. Cringe. Like goosebumps. I got the ick. Oh, that was the ick.
My current employer and my former employer, they pitched. So it was not just this. It was not just one. It was both. And it was like the audacity.
Oh boy. You need to do it on your own. Wow.
Tell me car sales are not going well without telling me car sales are not going well.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think like, I mean, sometimes it's people that I was just kind of acquaintances with, like,
okay.
And they, you know, put this really, you know, great relationship that we have and an ongoing one, or, and sometimes it's awkward when it comes up and I'm like, what do you mean? I haven't spoken to that person in 10 years. Who are
right.
they?
Right.
Yeah. So I think it's just part of it. Yeah.
Still sucks nonetheless.
Yeah.
Just like, I don't know why you would do that. You know what I mean?
Yours is kind of like a boss move though. It's like, yeah, you need to talk to her directly. He's like, what? That backfired bad.
It did, but I will say that I have never felt more, I guess, respected by someone that I've worked with or for, because it was
That's
really
a great
nice
response that they gave. Yeah,
yeah, I just felt like they appreciated me, and I've never had that from an employer before, so that was really nice. And and even them just like letting me know in a respectful way, like, hey. It made me feel appreciated, you know, and I never felt that from an employer. So I actually appreciated it. Got to look at the silver linings. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, you know okay, what I think? So, I had a guy. Oh.
No, go ahead. You're fine. You're fine. No, you go.
No, this one that I remember, like, when I was in college, he like, we were kind of talking like nothing really. And then he just popped up out of nowhere. Like, but he was like trying to sell me something, like get me to invest in this thing. And I was like, it was just so weird because the way he was talking to me was like, we literally just hadn't talked like in a week and we were just catching up because we've been talking so much, you know. It was just odd. Like, I'm like, I was literally like, do you know who you're talking to? Like, I think you might think I'm someone else. Like, the way you're talking to me doesn't really match up with our relationship. But yeah, that was mine.
That's that was so mine. Weird. It's always
so weird.
This is going to be sexist, but it's always men. Men always do weird shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's always the men. Men. Okay. Any crazy guilty pleasure shows, binge watching reality TV that you have that you're watching right now?
Okay. My favorite fucking show in the whole world is The Last of Us. It's so good. Wait, you haven't seen The Last of Us?
Is it scripted or reality?
Scripted.
Okay, let me Google. Hold on. The Last of Us?
The Last of Us. Yes. Okay, it's with Pedro Pascal. It's like based off a video game. Definitely not my usual. It's like zombie stuff. Or it's not zombies. It's like an infection, I guess, that takes over, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. But it's so interesting because so many relationships you see, like what happens to human beings when this happens? Like what happens to their relationships? Like, you know, it just, It's very, very cool. I highly recommend.
Okay, so this is on HBO is what I'm seeing?
Yes.
Okay, The Last of Us. Got it. So I'll put this on my watch list. It's also a game. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, it's a video game, but I don't know.
I'm not into video games, but yeah.
Me neither.
I'm not. I have no finger-eye coordination, so that can never happen for me, but I will definitely put this on my watch list.
You will love it. The first episode's like a little weird, like it's kind of gross, but just keep going and it'll be good.
I feel like so many shows start off a little weird, but then they get better. So I always try to give like a 2-3 episode chance.
Smart. You know what I mean? Very fair also.
It's kind of like sexual partners. You got to give them like 2 or 3 times. You know what I mean? Like it's a little awkward.
I'm
going to
give you one more shot here.
We were a little nervous. Let's try this again.
He's like, what do you mean? That was my best performance ever. You're like, I'm not nervous. I wasn't nervous.
Right. Are you a Harry Potter fan?
Oh, yeah. I love Harry Potter.
So did you see that they're doing a reboot for like a TV series?
I saw that. They're like rebranding the whole series.
Yeah.
They're also doing like a new video game. They're doing this new series you were saying. Like, I think they're just trying to bring it back again, like another cycle. I don't think anything will compare to OG, but
maybe younger generations will connect with it because they're not super familiar with like the OG, like original Harry Potter series. Like maybe my kids, I have, maybe not my 13-year-old, but like my 9-year-old, my 5-year-old, you know, maybe their generations would appreciate. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. When I read all new cast, I was like, no, that's not it.
Next.
No. All right. What other hot gossip is there? Let's touch on...
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s. 1975, to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Are you as obsessed with Travis Kelce as the rest of America?
Who is Travis Kelce?
Oh, Kat. Oh, no.
I feel really sorry for myself. Let me look him up.
Okay, you're going to look him up. Travis Kelce, and he has a brother.
They went against each other. Courtney's husband, right?
No, that's Travis Barker.
Oh, you mean the football player?
Yes.
Yes, I saw him playing on the TV. But you know what? This guy is fucking hilarious. He did a skit on SNL, like he was a guest, and it was so funny. I'm like, you're so good. Like, what can't you do? I was like, what the heck? It was amazing. Yeah, yes, this guy's funny.
Love him. And he has a brother. They have a podcast together. I think it's called New Heights or something. Obsessed with them. And I never really was like a Travis fan before, but after the Super Bowl and everything, I was like, we stan Travis Kelce.
Oh my God. Yeah. I feel very embarrassed. I didn't know the name. He did an SNL skit where he was like, it was like this gay guy and like why straight guy friends are sometimes better than girlfriends. And he was the straight guy friend. And he was just so funny and natural and good and talented. I'm like, yes. Usually guests sometimes are awkward and they don't know what to do, but he killed it. It was funny. Yeah.
Jason is super funny too. He's got like more of like the dad bod and like the dad beard, but like love him to death as well. And, you know, obviously they played against each other in the Super Bowl and I just like couldn't, I loved every minute of it. will you be watching the Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian Hulu wedding series or documentary or whatever?
I don't think so.
It feels weird to me. I'm not like a Kardashian super fan, but and my for some reason my listeners hate Kardashian talk. So I really just, you know, yeah, and it's so weird because I feel like they're so like sought after, followed. Everyone's obsessed with them, but like my followers do not like when I talk about the Kardashians.
That's so funny. I've also like I know some people just like really hate them or really love them, but I'm like, what is the passion for this? Like the hate, like why they just, I watched Keeping Up with the Kardashians, some of it. And I think they're funny and smart and what they do. And, but I think just watching two people just madly in love, making out all the time. I'm just like, yeah,
you're like, I mean, I will not lie to you. I have all boys and I thought this was years ago. So before anyone comes for my neck, I was like, I wrote to Kris Jenner and I was like, listen, I was like, I see what you did for your daughters and I raise you multiple sons. Can you help me create this like empire for my sons? And like, you can take 20, 35, 40, 50%. I don't care. Like, I just need your guidance. She never responded, but it was a good thought, I feel like.
The thought and the effort was there. Kudos to you. You had the vision.
I mean, the worst that she could do is literally not respond, which is exactly what happened. But I just feel like she could really turn my life around, but she didn't care. And that's fine. So we'll move on.
You're like, do I have a deal for you?
I was like, this is like the Shark Tank version of like PR for my kids. Like, we could do this. And she was like, she probably read it. She probably didn't even read it. But that's fine.
Maybe.
Okay. So every episode of Barely Famous, before we go, we read crazy dating stories and dating profiles. So I'm going to read you some to react to.
Okay.
Buckle up. Okay. Here's my crazy dating story. So a mutual friend set me up with this guy. We met up a couple times and all seemed well. I even went to his place and all was well. Well, fast forward a couple weeks into seeing each other, I was nervous to meet up alone. I was only 17 and he was in his 20s, which now I think is just weird, but too late now. So I brought one of my girlfriends with me and we were all chilling in the living room. He lived in the basement of a fourplex, so you could see the driveway from sitting in the living room. We're all just chilling and I see a chick walk up the walkway and then start knocking on the door. He didn't acknowledge it, which I thought was odd. Me and my friend kind of just sat there looking at each other and I'm like, someone here. He's like, oh, that's just my neighbor. She's a little crazy. So knocking is getting louder and she's shaking the door handle at this point, yelling, I know someone's in there. Who the fuck is in there? And freaking out. Me and my friend hid in the bathroom and come to find out it was his girlfriend. I should have ran, but being young and dumb, I believed him and stayed. They broke up, obviously, and he didn't change because he cheated on me the whole time. So yes, once a cheater, always a cheater in that relationship. I laugh about it now, and I hope you guys will too. Have a good day.
That is insane. Oh my God.
That poor happened thing. To
me. She's 17. That happened to you?
Well, I was the cheater at the time.
Really?
Yeah, this was like maybe like
plot twist. I'm engaged.
This was like 6 years ago. Part of the problem was I felt like I was leading the person on, and so I didn't look at it as a relationship. And the person thought we were in a committed relationship, and so person showed up at my door while I was with somebody else, and so it was definitely my fault. I never want another cheating era in my life. I've been on both sides: cheater, non-cheater. Not a good time. Thank God that's over. But could you imagine the sheer panic of being in that like bathroom and you're like, what is about to happen?
At 17. I knew nothing at 17. I knew nothing. 17. That's crazy. Poor thing. I wish I could have like been there with you guys in the bathroom.
I wonder how old the girlfriend was, because if new girl was 17, the girlfriend probably wasn't very much older.
To hear her side of the story.
Oh, that, yeah. Mm-hmm. You're right. Mm-hmm. All right, let's see what the next one says. Hi, guys. This is a short story, and it played out a couple years ago when I was single and hadn't realized how many weirdos that were on Tinder. So I matched with a guy, and we started getting chatty. We started chatting casually. It went on for a couple days, and every day he mentioned that he was home from work because he was sick, but still wanted to make plans for seeing me, which I was not up for with him being sick. This is somewhat of a turnoff for me since I'm somewhat of a workaholic and put great value in work ethic. After a week, I thought it was kind of weird, so I politely asked what kind of sickness he had, and he answered, I have explosive diarrhea. I read this and was deceased. This man was definitely not hot enough to risk him shitting everywhere, and also it was way too early to know more about his bowel movements. Since the last hope of the lady boner was deflated, I decided to just stop answering and ghost him. His crazy ass decides to start blowing up the chat and sends a bunch of messages trying to get me to answer, so I blocked him. And then he added me on all my social media, sending me messages about how awful of a person I am. Needless to say, I had to block him everywhere and made sure my door was locked every night from there on. In retrospect, he had crazy eyes, so I should have known.
Wait, this is so horrible. Okay, I just hate that we have to deal with that sometimes when you just get like a psycho guy and you never know. Like, I hate that. Like, what makes you feel like you have the ability or it's your place to even do that to someone else, like, if they don't like you? Like, and also, that's fucking weird. Like, you know, like, we're not.
We're not on the level for you to be discussing your diarrhea with me.
Yeah, we're not there. I don't want to be there with my husband. Like, we're just not there. So,
like, absolutely not. And then last but not least, I have a Bumble profile for you. Hey, my name is Zach, but I go by Zachachu. I really like shooting pool and coming home after to cuddling with a woman I really want. I'm submissive, so I do what you want. If you want to know more about me, let me know. I'm kind of nervous about this whole thing too, but you might be able to bring me out my shell. Not bring me out of my shell, just bring me out my shell. How do we feel about that? How do we feel about Zachachu?
Wait, what the fuck? No, this is my dating is so weird. Like, no, this is so weird to me. In the Pikachu picture,
my cat's name is Pikachu. Like,
oh god, this is just the worst. You know what we should do? Like a really good profile, like one that's like a stand-up guy, like 10 out of 10, let's do this. And like, even for the girls, you should do that too, like, so girls know what to write, because I feel like it's hard to write. I mean, I would never write this, but wow, that's just
no. We've seen some really good ones on here, like super catchy and funny ones. Oh, Kristen has another one for us. Okay, Matt, 35. I don't do one-word messages. All one-word messages will get unmatched. I'm probably way too wild and way too much for you. I move extremely fast, so if you're into taking things slow, don't message me. I don't do small talk. I'm looking to hang out. If you're not looking to hang out, don't message me. If you don't offer to hang out by your fifth message, I'm unmatching you. If you're the busy type, don't message me. I don't wait longer than 24 hours to meet up. If you're a brat, don't message me. Who the fuck does he think he is? Like, thanks for the honesty, like, but you're also kind of a dick.
I really want to see this what Matt looks cute. Like.
Yeah, I need to see what Matt looks like.
Wait, read Thomas's.
Thomas. Okay, he's 33. When people get too chummy with me, I like to call them by the wrong name to let them know I don't really care about them. I would rather bleed out than sit and talk about my feelings for 10 minutes. I'm looking for an actual relationship. I know that's rare on these apps now. If you don't like dry sarcasm and subpar looks, I will understand. I kind of like that one.
Yeah,
that one was kind of catchy. That's so far. I mean, I give him like 8 out of 10. That one's okay. But we got to work on the feelings thing if he's looking for a relationship. So, Thomas, we're going to need you to get into therapy.
Profile picture. Maybe like
at least not it's not a dead
the
fish.
Horse is the center. Yeah, this is true,
but also agreed, like on the horse. I don't know if he's just maybe he's short and he wants to look taller.
I just think the first picture is good to like have it all you, like not with your friends, not with like the, like there's always those people that like it's just always with a group of friends. I'm like, who are you? I don't know which one you are. Who you could be any of them.
But I think they do that to catfish someone. You know what I mean? They're like, I'm not the best looking, so I'm going to use a group photo to like throw them off a little bit. So I don't know. Well, but are you working on any new projects, and where can our listeners follow you and kind of follow along with your journey with motherhood, your funny videos, your mom videos, love them. Where can everyone follow you?
Cat Stickler on all the platforms. And, my next project hasn't happened yet, but I literally have it right here next to me. I really want to work with this company. It's called Stir with a U, and it's like a water enhancement thing. It has like antioxidants and electrolytes. But I know it sounds so simple, but it just helps me drink water and helps NK drink water and makes me feel so good. And I really want to work with them, and I want to give them new flavors, and I want to give them new marketing ideas. So Stir, if you – maybe when you guys follow me, I'll be working with Stir at that point. So
yes. Hopefully by the time this airs, they have reached out to you, because we're manifesting all the things for you in 2023.
I'm like so excited after this. I'm going to be going to Italy. I'm going to be a voiceover for a cartoon. Like, there's a lot going for me this year.
I absolutely loved having you on this podcast. So thank you so much. Good luck with the Stir. I know that they're going to hit you up after this. So yeah, thanks for coming.
Thank you so much, Kale. So nice meeting you.
All right. Thanks for joining us. And we will talk to y'all next week.
All month long on Pluto TV, stream the biggest Tyler Perry movies free. Watch your favorites like Madea's Witness Protection and Madea's Big Happy Family. Join Tyler Perry as he goes on a couples retreat with Sharon Leal in Why Did I Get Married? Or Idris Elba and Gabrielle Union in the Tyler Perry directed film Daddy's Little Girls. Plus, Pluto TV has hundreds of channels with thousands more movies and TV shows available on live and on demand. Download the free Pluto TV app on all your favorite devices and start streaming now. Pluto TV. Drop in. Watch free.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.